September 11, 2001. Why did it happen?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the free booklet, Why Is There Death and Suffering in This World? Well, Ken, even though some time has passed since the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the U.S., people are still asking, why does God allow death and suffering? What's your answer?
I think that one reason so many people, including Christians, have a hard time answering this question is that they don't fully accept the book of Genesis. They think that death has been around for millions of years before Adam sinned. So let me explain. By the way, God hasn't hidden the answer to this difficult question. It's actually featured throughout the Bible from beginning to end. You see, the Bible gives us the true history of death. God originally created a perfect world just a few thousand years ago where there was no violence or pain. But this world without sin was ruined by the rebellion of the first man, Adam. Now his sin brought an enemy into the world, death. The Bible also makes it clear that all of us sin, not just Adam, and death's the penalty for our sin. God will hold the terrorists responsible for their sins, but he also holds us responsible for ours. Thankfully, God's word also gives us the answer for this sad history of death. But it also tells us the good news about Jesus Christ, the last Adam who died to conquer death.
Within hours of the 9/11 tragedy, Ken Ham wrote a commentary on why God allows such horrible things to happen. And it's available free on our website, answersradio.com. Log on to answersradio.com.